Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, singer-songwriter Ralph McTell looks forward to coming to Ireland. He loves how the audience here reacts to his newer songs and also, of course, his classics like From Clare to Here and The Streets of London. And the good news is that he has a tour planned. It's titled Time Drift of the Road and he'll be all over the country in April and May 2025. And Ralph joins me now. Ralph, so lovely to speak to you again. So how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. And listen, just like with a name like McTell, many people listening this morning will think you've Scottish roots, but you're not Scottish at all, are you?
No, I think I have got a distant relative who, in one sense, says he was born in Yorkshire, and the other one says that he was born in Scotland. So I'll cling to that. But I'm actually, my name is adopted. I took the name from one of my favourite old blues singers, a man called Blind Willie McTell, and because my real name is May, M-A-Y, and I just sort of didn't think that it sounded very interesting, Ralph May, but, you know, two one-syllable names, and McTell, I just love Willie's music and his voice. And Bob Dylan commemorated him in a wonderful song called No One Sings the Blues Like Blind Willie McTell. And that was later on. So I think I think there's only two of us in the world that are called McTell now, because it was the registrar couldn't spell McTavish. I believe that's the story in the book about Blind Willie McTell. But so that's why I'm called Ralph McTell.
Yeah, it's worked out great. Now listen, a lot of people say they love Ireland and love playing here. You honestly do hold this country in great affection. Why is that, Ralph?
Well, it's a good question, because, and it's one that I've often pondered. I think that my influences and love of Ireland began very young, because I grew up with lots of Irish children as well as my neighbours in the house that I lived at. There was a kind of a father figure to me at the time called Mr. Connaughton. We called him Mr. Connaughton because we didn't know better. He lived upstairs with us, and I wrote him a song actually years later when I met his daughter quite by chance after a gig. But then when I was about five, I had quite a bad accident. I was knocked down by a truck. And when I came out of Ireland, when I came out of hospital, my brother Bruce told me I had an Irish accent for ages, you know, because I'd been in for so long. I was looked after by a lovely Irish nurse called Mary. And I sort of do remember it. I was about five at the time. And then, you know, I was a mixed-up kid and joined the army as a boy soldier, and there were Irish boys from both sides of the border in the British Army at that time, a long time ago now, I'm talking about 1959 or 60. And then, of course, the music, you know, the music and the folk clubs and, you know, Irish friends that grew and grew. And then in 1969, I played my first visit to Ireland. I played in Belfast at the festival, and I've been coming back and forth ever since. And it's as if the Irish culture and music and storytelling has kind of, you know, filtered into me. And I love that kind of those kind of narrative songs that are so popular in the tradition of Irish music. And it's just one of those things that's grown and grown. I feel very much at home. I'm very respectful of the fact that so many artists in Ireland have recorded my songs, and I take that as a great compliment.
Do you mind telling me a little about your mum, Ralph? I was reading your background. I mean, I think you were only two when your dad walked out. She must have been a remarkable woman. How did she manage?
I wish I knew. I actually wrote a line in a song for her. She didn't know I'd written it for her, because she wasn't that sort of a tough, you know, that tough breed of post-war women. She was remarkable, really. I think that she clung to my little brother, who was just 6 months old when my dad went, and me, to give her a sort of stability and a reason to go on. It was not great state aid in that time. I think she got eight shillings a week family allowance for Bruce, my younger brother. And she just worked and worked and was very firm with us two boys. We were well-disciplined and very respectful. She was, and I think the reason for that, she was a working-class girl, but she was in service for a while as a as a children's nurse assistant or something, and she acquired quite a lot of middle class kind of mores and values, and inculcated these two little ragamuffins with some of those principles, and they lasted us all our life and stayed with us. But Mum was really strong, and you know, I suppose that kind of generation didn't expect anything much, and she just worked hard and raised two lads, you know, kept us together.
Wonderful woman. Listen, your song From Clare to Here is about emigration, and it's just as touching now, I was listening to it earlier, as it was in the 70s. What's the story again behind that song, Ralph?
Well, I'm very proud to say that getting into the Irish gang on a building site was something that was, they got tuppence an hour more in those days when I was working on the buildings. And I was working with a young fella from, obviously from the west of Ireland. I knew nothing of Ireland, I hadn't been there, but I, you know, knew about Irish sort of sensibilities, shall we say, and the kind of things that happened to seek out an Irish community when you can, and to be with fellow, you know, friends from Ireland. This fellow was only a young fellow. He was about, I reckon he was about 15 looking back, and he was drawing men's wages and wouldn't even shave in properly, do you know what I mean? And I sort of felt, I was about 18 or 19, much older and wiser and all that, and I sort of said to him one day, casually, like you do, oh gee, how you getting on here? It must be very strange, you know, being so far away from home. And he answered with the poem, "It's a long way from Clare to here." I mean, it was that sentence that if he'd said "it's a long way from here to Clare," it would have just gone over my head. But I thought, bang, I wasn't writing songs, but I got the fact that when he said Clare, that was the first thing in his mind. And it was, you know, it was a little one-line poem. And years later, when the continuing exploitation of non-union labour was occurring in the building industry over here, it was known as the lump then. And I read a report about four lads in a room, and when they went off to work, four other lads came in and climbed into the same beds. And, you know, it was a terrible thing. And I suddenly thought of young Michael that I was in the trench with all those years before. And in the trenches, quite literally, we were digging footings for a building. And it, you know, it's a long way from Clare to here. It's, and I just put it together.
It's such a beautiful song, similar to your Streets of London. Listen, I know, Rob, you want to mention prostate cancer awareness because you've been obviously affected by that yourself.
Yeah, well, I can only say that, you know, to the men of a certain age, and not necessarily older men, get it checked, be a man, get on with it, and don't be squeamish about it, because it can be delayed, it can be stopped, it can be even cured entirely. I'm still having some treatment, and I'm functioning pretty well. Sometimes you get a bit dark, you know, a bit blue, because it's a worrying thing, but they can do something if you get in early, and be a man about it. Just get up, face up to it. When I think about women's what have to, some of the things they have to put up with, you know, and examinations and so on. But this is life-saving, and life is good. Life is good.
You sound great, Ralph McTell. I mean, you sound exactly as you sounded about 40 years ago. And I know you're going to be reaching a landmark 80th, hard to believe. But all your fans will be delighted to know you're coming back here in April 2025. And all the details for all of your concerts are on ralphmctell.com. We're going to actually listen to a teeny bit now of your fabulous song From Clare to Here. Ralph, thanks very much for chatting to me.
Thanks, Miriam. Thank you very much.
Mind yourself.
Well, it's four who share this room, and we work hard for the crack, and sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to mass. It's a long way from Clare